Sometimes I want you to try this when you get home. Here's what I do when I'm at home in bed with my wife. You know that moment right before your partner falls asleep? It's just really peaceful and you can tell they're about to have a beautiful evening of rest. Here's what I like to do. Just before she goes under, I do this. I go. It is hysterical. For 3 to 5 seconds until you realize your wife thinks your heart stopped and she starts beating you on the chest plate, hoping, you're not gonna leave me alone with these kids! I love sleep, but my wife's a snorer. I don't know if anyone's sleeping with a snorer, it's difficult. You can shove a snorer off the bed, they won't shut up. There's nothing you can do about it. You take the pillow, you put it over your head, try and muffle the sound, that never works. You gotta take the pillow, put it over her head, apply some pressure. She will shut up, I promise you. Don't go full smother, but like get her arms flailing a little bit. Let her know she's being a jerk. You gotta wake up first thing in the morning, you know? I hate waking up every day, I do, I hate it. Some people are like, oh, well, it sure beats the alternative, and I want you to ask yourselves a question. Does it? I was just on a cloud that remembers my body. As my brain projects the most vivid fantasies into my eyelids, my imagination can come up with. And I'm pulled back into reality by this. That is the sound of a deaf person laughing at you, okay? Because they wake up to the sounds of silence. And if you think that's insensitive, relax, they can't hear me. So... the alarm goes off, right? You hit the snooze button. Well, I don't know why. The snooze cycle is always some weird amount of time. It's 9 minutes or 7 minutes. Whatever it is, you're a mathematical genius. When your clock goes off in the morning, you're like, oh, okay. I got 72 minutes left to sleep. I got a 9 minute snooze cycle. I can hit that baby 8 times, but then I gotta get the hell out of bed. No more screwing around. But what happens? Somewhere between snooze 5 and 7, you hit the wrong button, you turn off the alarm completely, and you sleep through your custody hearing. Pulls you back from a dream. I was having a dream this morning. I was walking across water, obviously, you know? I'm walking toward a woman, that woman, Katy Perry. She's dressed as Wonder Woman. She's got a pan of cheesy potatoes in one hand, bottle of Frank's Red Hot in the other. I'm excited, you know? I don't know how it's gonna end, but I'm gonna eat something, and I could not be more thrilled about it. And the alarm goes off, and now I come back to this reality with eye boogers and a painful erection and morning breath. How does morning breath even happen? Do you sleepwalk into the bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning, grab a big fat turd, on the way back out, stop at the hamper, grab some gym socks, take it downstairs, throw it into a blender with a garlic clove, and make a garlic and poop flavored sock smoothie? It is disgusting. You wake up, you're like, you brush your teeth and it gets rid of it for a second, and then you suck down a cup of coffee and you're like, oh, my breath smells like shit again. What happened? Well, beans make you fart and coffee is nothing more than scorching hot bean water. Do the math, okay? I hate coffee. I hate it. With the fire of 1,000 pots of coffee, all right? I'm gonna lose some of you here. People come up to me, they're like, Zach, I thought you were funny. But, you know, I don't have my morning cup of Joe. I'm a zombie. It's like, yeah, I wish that were true, because at least you'd be dead. You want to have a black cup of coffee? I'm fine with that. You want to throw some cream and sugar in there? You're a traditionalist. Do your thing. But if you're going to wait 20 minutes in line to get up to a barista and order an iced pumpkin spice soy latte with whipped cream, a caramel drizzle, and just a dusting of cinnamon, I hope the diabetes kills you slowly. I do. I don't know when it became this iced beverage either. It's always been hot as far as I can remember. My wife's like, is it too hot for you? You can throw an ice cube in there. Yeah, I could. Could also throw a popsicle in the microwave, but I'm not a lunatic, okay? It's supposed to be hot. Comes with a warning on the cup. Caution, this is hot. It could burn you. Whereas you're out trolling the streets of Madison looking for some random, and they're looking, oh, I screwed up the words. But, thank you. That's so supportive. I wish my parents were that supportive when I fucked up. No, you're out trolling the streets of Madison looking for some random who's DTF and they have an STD. They're not legally obligated to disclose that information to you, which begs the question, where do you draw the line when it comes to burning? Would have hit harder if I didn't screw up.